This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and on the program, we're going to be talking about a couple of new people at the Edrian Armory Community Center and to talk about their new positions and the new things that are happening and the great things that are happening at the Edrian Armory. I'd like to welcome into the program Sheila Blair, who is now director of the Edrian Armory Community Center. Sheila, welcome into the program. So good to have you.
Thank you for having me.
As well as Annette Stone, who is now going to be the events coordinator at the center, too. Hi, Annette.
Hi, great to be here, Dale.
It's good to have you with us. First off, let's start with Sheila, as being now the new director, is your new title there. What does that mean for the Edrian Armory Event Center?
Well, you might be aware that the Armory turned 100 this year.
Yeah, yes.
And so with that historic building, it's there's a lot of care and maintenance. And so one of the things that I do is ensure that that, you know, takes place, making sure that, you know, we're really keeping with the historic, you know, tradition of the building, but also keeping it modern so that, you know, we've got space rental in there, office space rental for business entrepreneurs. And so we have to make sure that we're meeting the needs of, you know, today's businesses as well as honoring the history of the building. And we also have outdoor storage that we rent out as well. So that's under my purview additionally is the tenant relationships mm-hmm. that we have there at the Armory. And, of course, I think most people know that we support small businesses. It's one of our primary goals at the Armory is to grow Lenawee County and the business community in Lenawee
County.
Absolutely,
yeah. Yeah, you know, and that's been such a unique situation to have that right there at the Edrian Armory Center, Community Center, and to be able to have the ability to help local entrepreneurs to get started and, you know, kind of actually get their feet wet to move on, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Armory is actually a nonprofit, and it supports different programs that help support the local economy and local businesses. So we have Launch Lenawee, which is our main program under the Armory, and within that are several different classes that we offer to the business community, and we'll be starting a brand new class called LEAP, Launch Lenawee Entrepreneurial Action Program, after the first of the year, and we will have our orientation on Tuesday night, January 7th at 6 p.m. in our lower level of the Armory, where we'll talk about, you know, what are people going to get out of this learning series? Because it is a, you know, a multi-week course. Mm-hmm. And by the end of the course, successful, you know, people that go through the class, they will have the ability to sit in front of a banker to talk about a loan for their business. They will have a business plan. So they'll have all the tools and knowledge to be able to launch their business. And, you know, that's where the name comes from, Launch Lenawee, because we know that the small business community is truly the lifeblood of mm-hmm. Lenawee County, mm-hmm. and we want to help support that.
So that can range from maybe doing a business from their home to maybe brick and mortar,
yeah.
whatever they call, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So a lot more because of technology. A lot more businesses are starting in the home.
Yeah.
And there's less need for them to have an actual space outside of the home. But it just depends on the type of business, because you can have a variety of, you know, be in a variety of industries, including the food industry, which I don't know if everybody is aware, but we have an incubator kitchen in the Armory as well, where entrepreneurs that are interested in the food industry can come and they can try out their recipes. They can, you know, attempt to run their business out of the incubator kitchen before they have to invest those big dollars into building their own commercial kitchen. Mm-hmm. So they're able to run their business, you know, through the Armory incubator kitchen for quite a while.
Yeah. Not only with that regarding the food industry, but also those that are wanting to get into the other side of the retail business as well can learn what it means to run a business, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So the whole program, the LEAP program, it doesn't matter what type of business you want to run. This tells you all the ins and outs We'll learn all the ins and outs together of how to run a business, including, you know, how to market that business, how to do an elevator pitch for your business, how to do budgeting for your business. I mean, some of these tools that we offer aren't given enough emphasis by other people. And, you know, when the entrepreneur is ready to launch, they're really not as prepared as they need to be successful over a long period of time. Mm-hmm. So in addition to the LEAP program, we've been adding courses and growing this, you know, the Launch Line Away program this year in particular. And we're now offering classes that are pertinent to any stage of a business. You know, if you're if you've been in business for 20 years, you can still learn from some of the classes that we're offering. And so we just finished a whole series that we started in September and October 1st, actually. And we are going to be putting more dates on the calendar after the first of the year. We've been partnering with the chamber on that program. Okay.
But you know what you mentioned, Sheila, about the fact that if someone's already been in business for 20 years, they can actually take these classes to kind of get a brush up on what's new and available out there, right?
Right. And everything everything these days is around technology.
Yeah.
I mean, think of all the technology changes in the last 20 years. And are we running our businesses as smart as we can? Are we still doing more than we need to when technology could actually take the place of some of the work that we do?
Ah.
So there's a lot of opportunity out there for people who've been in business for a long time to learn more.
That's right. And the thing is, to be able to help those businesses that have been in business,
yes,
to continue, as well as the new entrepreneurs, to make sure that, well, after a year of saying, I don't know, I feel as if I'm over my head here, to make sure that they can succeed past that first year or maybe the first 5 years.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. So you said that these classes are going to be starting up when again?
So we'll have our orientation on January 7th, and then we'll be meeting every other week on Saturdays for just from 9 to noon. Every other Saturday until spring.
Okay.
And then they should be done with the class, and then they can continue. We have a mentoring program, so they can continue to work with us as we mentor them through success and continue to take our classes. So you're never gone. You know, once you're out of the program, you're never gone because we want to continue to support you.
That's good. And it's great to have that backup, that support too. Now, if they would like to look more into this, Sheila, what's the best way for them to do that?
Well, if they go to our website, adrianarmory.com, they can go to the contact button in the middle of the page, mm-hmm. and they can send us a message on there, and then I will get back to them and send them a link to the application.
Okay. adrianarmory.com.
.com.
Okay, excellent. I think this is such a great resource that we have to be able to offer our entrepreneurs and our current business people here in Lenawee County, because we want to have our local business people to succeed, because that there's a domino effect on that, mm-hmm. isn't it, Sheila? Because if that business person succeeds, that means that they will be able to contribute more to the community as well as offer possibly more jobs.
Jobs, tax base, anything that you can consider, you know, quote unquote, economic growth, mm-hmm. They have an impact on. And so, yes, we do definitely want to support them. And, you know, we want to make sure that they're starting off on a good, you know, footing with their business and continue to grow. It's a win-win.
That's right.
One of the things that we're doing after the first of the year as well is we're starting a new program for people who are ready to get out of business. Because one of the things that we talk about in our class is here's how to start a business, but also what happens when I'm ready to go, right? What happens when I'm ready to turn this over? And there's not a lot of options currently for people who don't want to leave their business to their kids, or they don't want to, or maybe can't, or maybe they don't have anybody to leave it to. So what ends up happening is that very successful business for the last 30 years ends up shutting their doors and the community loses out. So we're going to be developing this program. It actually exists elsewhere, but we're going to be bringing it kind of to life in Lenawee County, where those businesses who are ready to exit but don't want to leave this wonderful, you know, business
that has been thriving,
they don't want to shut the doors. We're going to help them to find people to continue that business. And a lot of companies are, when they are shutting the doors, they're leaving money on the table, because that business has a reputation that has value, the name has a value, the service has a value, and unfortunately they close the doors because they feel like they have no choice. And they exit out, but there are options. So we're excited to be launching that after the first of the year.
I think that's such a great idea. That's wonderful. Well, Sheila Blair, thank you so much, Director of the Adrian Armory Community Center. Now we want to turn our attention to Annette Stone. Annette Stone's name is quite familiar here in the county, as with Stone's Cafe and Catering, and of course, the former manager of the Hills of Lenawee, now being the events coordinator there at the Adrian Armory. And Annette, congratulations.
Thanks, Dale. I'm really excited to be there. Really looking forward to bringing all types of event to the community center that is the Adrian Armory. I want to give the same level of service I've given before, and hopefully we want to promote more business events there, all types of events, just to, you know, make this a place to have memorable events in the community.
You know, years ago, that's what the Adrian Armory was all about, wasn't
it? Right, and that's why we want to honor that historic significance. And make that still the same. You know, we've got a lot of things planned for this coming year. You know, we want to give back to the community and have, you know, Easter Bunny for the children and Santa Claus and things like that. And we're planning some women's events, and we're going to have an open house coming up February 2nd where they can come in and see what it would be like to hold an event at the Armory. It's just free of charge. Come in, enjoy the event, and see what we have to offer.
Yeah, because this makes it another location to be able to have events.
It does. And it's been beautifully restored by Mark and Mary Murray.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just gorgeous. Nothing of its kind in the area. And, you know, they kept the historical significance. So, you know, it's not like they changed the structure of the building. They just made it beautiful.
I mean, during the summer, was it summer or early fall? I can't remember when they had another open house there. And I went through and I was like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, they, as you mentioned.
It has the wow factor.
Yeah, it does. It has the wow factor. Plus, you know, knowing that they are keeping the historical factor of the building, but yet modernized the building at the same time.
So, we want the community to be able to enjoy it.
Yeah. So, I mean, all sorts of events from, you know, those that you were talking about, businesses. What else are you looking at for type of events, Annette?
We're going to try to do, it's a copycat of another town in the area, but we want to do a witch's night out, a night for women to wear a witch's hat and travel through the downtown Adrian area and frequent businesses, and then maybe end up at our location for some prizes and appetizers and things of that nature. We have that planned. Sheila's been working on maybe doing a community quinceañera. That's something that's in the works. We want to do some, you know, Mother's Day brunches where we would have a brunch and you could, it's a nice place where you can make a reservation and come and have a nice dinner with your, you know, family to celebrate Mother's Day, because it's so hard to get into so many restaurants here in the area. And so just some more things that we would like to do.
Sounds like, you know, the sky's the limit on that.
That's right.
Yeah. And that's the way it should be, right?
It is.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And also I wanted to speak about a little bit. My other role there is to be a mentor for the community kitchen that Sheila mentioned. So we have the entrepreneurs coming in to use the kitchen, and I want to be there for them every step of the way, from, you know, learning what it is to be in a commercial kitchen and then trying to give them pointers and hints to make their business successful.
Yeah. You've got that experience, Annette.
Thank you.
Yeah, you sure do, and a wonderful experience. And
I want to try to share that, and you know, so that everyone else can have those kind of skills.
Make people here in Lanoy County succeed, right, Annette?
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that's both what you're saying too, mm-hmm. right, Sheila?
Yes. Correct.
Yeah, definitely. Now, if they want to get a hold of you and saying, you know, I'm thinking about maybe having an event, can they do that through you, Annette?
They can do that through, I have an email, eventswithannette@gmail.com, or I have a personal cell phone. They're welcome to call that, 517-902-5918. Or they can go through our Contact Us page on the Adrian Armory website. So it's adrianarmory.com.
Okay. That phone number one more time, Annette.
517-902-5918.
It's been wonderful having both of you here. What exciting things are happening next door to us.
Thanks, Dale.
And looking forward to many great things to come at the Adrian Armory Community Center. Annette Stone, Sheila Blair, thank you so much for being on the program. Look forward to hearing a lot more things happening at the Adrian Armory.
Thanks, you, Dale.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner. We'll talk again soon.